Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the number one reason, the top reason why so many Christian entrepreneurs, or even just entrepreneurs in general, why they fail in their business. And we're really going to dive deep into that today. And I'm going to give you also a few scriptures that correlate to the lesson in today. And that is the number one reason, you guys, drum roll, is, are you ready for it? A lack of effort and not being willing or just doing the necessary work to succeed. Let's be real here for a second. Being an entrepreneur, especially as a Christian entrepreneur, we sometimes figure, okay, God wants us to be an entrepreneur. He's going to, you know, give us the steps. He's going to lead our way. He's going to, you know, put everything in front of us. You know, everything's just going to work out just magically and beautifully right before our eyes. Like, we're going to wake up the next day and we're going to be successful. I wish I could tell you that that was the case, but we also need to remember that, yes, God is going to lead your steps. He's going to guide you and lead you and show you the way and be that light that, you know, tells you, okay, this is where I want you to go. This is what I need you to do. But we need to be obedient to that. We need to actually put in the work. We need to show up and take the necessary steps that he's requiring and asking us to do, which a lot of people just aren't ready to do. They, you know, you sign up for this, say an MLM as a great example. Mind you, I've been in an MLM, I won't say which ones, but so I kind of have a little bit of a background on this, like having members of my team, where you sign up for this business and you expect it to just fall into your lap beautifully and everything's going to work out. You're going to be, you know, work from home full time. You're going to make X amount of dollars and it's going to work so perfect for the way that you visualized in your life to happen. But then suddenly you realize it's a job. You have to actually do the work. It's not as simple as people think it is to do. You actually have to put in the work. It takes a lot of dedication and perseverance in order to run a successful business, especially a successful one long term. And a lot of people are living in their fear, or they're just too lazy to put in all the work. Sometimes we don't feel like showing up, but when you don't feel like showing up at your full-time job, do you just call into work and go, oh yeah, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm just a little too tired to work today. I'm just not feeling my best today. So, you know, I'm just not going to come in today. You would get fired. You'd get fired from your job if you kept doing that. So why is it that as entrepreneurs, we feel like we can do that in our business as well? Obviously, within reason, like, yes, you know, sometimes you're not going to feel your best. And sometimes, yes, it is okay to just not show up and say, okay, you know what, today I can't serve my audience to the best of my ability. I'm just not going to show up. I mean, for my regular listeners, you know that this episode is being recorded a few days late. And I gave myself that grace to do that because I've had a lot of stuff personally happening in my life that I feel like I've been hit with a tornado and a torrential downpour in my life, but I'm still showing up. I just gave myself that time and that grace to still show up in a time that worked for me. But going back a few steps here, like if you did that in your full-time job, like that's the beauty of running a business is you get to create your own schedule, but you don't get to just, you know, oh, I run this business, so, you know, I don't have to show up every single day and everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be dandy, sunshine and rainbows, lollipops and, you know, flowers. Like, It's still hard work. You guys still have to treat it like a business. You still have to be those CEOs. You have to learn how to do your accounting, your finances, your marketing, your sales. It's a full-time business. So yes, you might not put in those full-time hours, but you still need to dedicate yourself to the success of your business. You are the center of your business. God is your CEO, but you need to put in that effort. You need to put in the work in order to succeed. And Proverbs 13:4, it says, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." This verse emphasizes the importance of diligence and hard work. You still have to do the hard work, you guys. And again, that's the number one reason why most entrepreneurs fail is they realize just how hard it is. It's hard. It's very hard, but through perseverance and just knowing that God has properly equipped you and qualified you to do this purpose, this passion what it is that you're doing on this earth, you can do it. You just need to accept that you're not just going to wake up and have it magically work out for you. You have to put in the work. And I don't want to scare you guys away from it, but I'm just being honest here. Like, I've had a few businesses already, and it's taken a lot of doing the things that I don't want to be doing, learning things that I don't want to be learning, hiring people because I need to hire someone, or, making a big investment because I know it's going to benefit the business, but being too afraid to make it, but making it anyways. Like, you have to take risks. You have to take leaps and bounds. You have to get out of that fear and that comforting place that you're in now. It's being an entrepreneur is very uncomfortable. You're going to do a lot of things in your life that, or in your business that is going to be new to you, but it's for the long-term growth of your company, of your business. So, one of the things that I struggled with personally when I started my business was I am one of those people, and you might resonate with this, you might not, but I'm one of those people, I don't like other people doing my stuff. I am one of those, I can do everything. I can do it myself. I can learn. I can grow that skill. I can learn that skill and I can master it and I can do it. But that takes away the time in my business for doing the things that I am really good at, the things that God equipped me to do, all the gifts and the talents and the resources that He's blessed me with. I'm not using those to its full capacity because I'm learning to do something else that He equipped someone else with the skill and the knowledge and the abilities to do. One of the things that I struggled with when I started was hiring a team. It took me 7 years in order for me to hire my first virtual assistant. And let me tell you, it was such a great investment. It was the best investment ever, other than hiring a mentor. But she was able to do the things that I was doing that was taking so much time. She did all of my back end stuff. She helped me with my website. She helped me with my email marketing. She helped me with, reaching out to different leads and different posts and social media. I was really great at doing that, but it was very time consuming and it was taking away from the things that I was actually really good at. So, anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to discuss with you guys today is just make sure that you are able to take that step back and remember that God equipped you and qualified you, specifically you listening, your wonderful self. He equipped you for this purpose. And because He equipped you, I want you to know on a soul level that you can do this. You can do this. You're not a failure. There's hiccups in business. There's lots of ups and downs. There's a reason why they call it the entrepreneur roller coaster, is because it's going to test you. It's going to grow you. It's going to expand you. But it's also going to be a really beautiful experience, a really beautiful journey. And I want you to know that. So before I end here, I just had a few other scriptures that I wanted to share with you. So the other scriptures I had, you guys, was Colossians 3:23. And that says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. This verse encourages believers to put in their best effort in everything that they do, and just considering it a service to God, considering it an act to God. Because everything that you are doing, you're doing it, like, he has blessed you with this presence on this earth. He's blessed you with this guilt. Okay, we're getting tongue-tied here. Yeah, we're definitely done. But he blessed you with the gifts and the skills and the abilities. So we want to make sure that we're being of service and using those. And then we have Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let me just say that again here. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And again, I will tell you, it took me 7 years, you guys, for me to actually start seeing growth and success in my business. 7 years. I did not give up. I never gave up because I knew that this was my purpose. I knew this is where God wanted me to be. And I just needed to continue to have faith. I needed to continue to put in the hard work. I needed to continue to just do that necessary work in order to see that growth and that success. But that verse specifically, it encourages perseverance, and it talks about not giving up and doing the hard work, doing what is right, and not, you know, becoming hesitant about doing the work because you're not seeing that harvest yet. But there's all seasons in our business. And I actually have a training that I did previously on talking about the seasons in your business and reaping that harvest. All right. So then the other one is like Matthew, the parable of the talents, Matthew 25:14-30. I'm not going to read it off because it's really long, but Matthew 25:14-30, it teaches the importance of using and multiplying those resources and the talents that God has given us rather than, you know, just wasting them away and pushing them to the side due to fear or just downright laziness. Like, use those gifts, use those talents, use those resources that God gave you. Be willing to put in the hard work. Be willing to learn things. Be willing to get uncomfortable and just keep on pushing on, you guys, because just because something isn't working for you right now in this exact moment, in this season of your life and business, it doesn't mean that it's not for you. It doesn't always mean you have to pivot. A lot of people, I find something isn't working for them and they're like, oh, okay, it's not working. Okay, I need to pivot. I need to do something else. Like, I see this a lot in the online industry where, you know, some people are, I'm gifted in this area. Okay, I'm going to teach on this. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, I'm gifted in this area, so I'm going to teach on this. And they're constantly pivoting. But by pivoting continuously, they're confusing their audience. And that's a whole new podcast topic altogether. But just make sure that you're owning in on the skills and gifts and the resources and abilities that God has given you. And I assure you, if you keep pushing through and you keep seeking God and put God first, and you are able to just calm yourself and calm your mind so that you can listen to where it is that he wants you to go, and he will lead you. He will guide you. He will always be leading you and guiding your steps. And if you keep doing that and you keep listening and being obedient to where it is that he wants you to go, oh, amazing things can truly happen. Amazing things happen. I mean, I could do an entire episode again on just all the amazing blessings that God has blessed me with when I was being faithful and obedient and just continually waiting, knowing that it's going to work out. It's always going to work out. But anyways, I feel like I am babbling now, you guys, so I'm going to hop off here, but please don't give up on yourself. Please don't give up on your business. If God has called you to become an entrepreneur and you feel lost and you feel stuck and you're wondering whether or not this is actually where he wants you to be, just take a step back and just pray and ask for that guidance. Say, Lord, I am lost. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. Is this really what you want me to be doing? Because it feels like you don't want me. Like, just ask for that clarity. And I mean, you don't have to know how to pray in order to pray. Like, just have a conversation with him. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to pray to the Lord. Don't feel like you have to know how to pray, because you know what? Just by saying, "Hey Lord, thank you for the day today. Thank you for the clarity. Amen." Like, there's a prayer. Like, it's not complicated. Anyways, again, babbling, tangent, getting off track. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I am so grateful for each and every listener that I have on here. And as always, I love you. God bless you. And I will see you around for next episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithly. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.